Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Gasliners Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And good Saturday morning to you. Glad to have all of you on board with us this morning as we welcome you to the Charleston Gasliners Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen, as we are broadcasting today from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. Glad to have all of you with us. Coach Rick Cleveland, it is good to see you, my brother. You're looking good this morning.
Man, I'm glad to see you, Randy. I was glad to see you on the golf course yesterday. You got a little reprieve. Boom, let you have a couple of hours.
And then I had to go back to work.
Then you had to go to work. Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun. And Coach Mark Lasseter, man, good to have you back with us after your trip to Montgomery.
Yeah, it was a nice time to go. I always enjoy going up and seeing old friends and meeting some new ones and sharing some stories. It's a lot of fun. I got to see some really good friends, guys I've coached with or against throughout the years, and it's a wonderful time, you know, to be there and see everybody, and a lot of excitement in the air, you know, as the school year gets ready to crank back up and football practices. You know, many football practices begin Monday morning.
That's right.
You know, the first day, official day of practice. If you did not have a spring training, you can start practice on this coming Monday, and many coaches are, and it's just kind of exciting. Everybody getting their plans together and getting ready to go, and it was a great time in Montgomery.
Good well,
time.
We're going to talk about that for sure and all the things you learned up there. But let me just mention real quick, Mark, right before we came on the air, almost a month ago to the date, Coach Cleveland was in Biloxi. He went to see one of our favorite guys, Boss Gags, tonight down at the Wharf. First concert I ever went to in my life, the little Doobie Brothers.
Are you kidding me?
That's where he'll be tonight.
Stop it, Mark.
Well, I'm proud for you, buddy. I really am.
Oh, my goodness.
And please have fun. I have a dinner date tonight with my wife. We're going to the Dumbwaiter restaurant in Mobile.
Take a boatload of cash.
Don't have to. My golf team.
Gosh.
My golf team got me a gift certificate. The owner of there is one of our dads of our team.
Well, it's an awesome restaurant.
Wes Lambert.
Yeah, and it's an awesome restaurant.
His son Wells plays on our team, and they gave me a little gift certificate, so I'm going to go to the Dumbwaiter restaurant tonight in Mobile.
You know how
reservations.
To get there, man.
I just GPS
it. It's right down Dolphin Street.
Put GPS on it and go.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Wes was really involved with softball at one time.
He was at one time. He was. He really involved with it, and golf. Those are his two sports that he likes to be involved
right.
with. And so,
great guy. Great guy.
Loves kids. Yeah. Loves promoting kids, and just a really good guy. And I'm looking forward to taking Michelle out. You know, as we start practice Monday, it's kind of our last weekend.
Yeah.
So. She and I had dinner at the banquet last night. We're going to have dinner tonight at Dumbwaiter, and I guess Sunday night I'm going to grill out for us.
So now the banquet, for those who don't know, the banquet on Friday night is for all the state champions.
That's correct.
Just all the state champions assemble, 1A through 7A. And
for every sport,
every sport there is. Yeah, the AHSAA staff gets through that. Really quickly. But in doing that, what they do is they put pictures on the screen and they talk about the school. They build up the principals, administrators, and coaches. And it's really just the night to reward those administrators and coaches for a job well done and to get that blue mount.
It is, and it's really nice to see. And it's really, really cool to see, especially in track, where you see one coach make lap after lap in that room. Pat Galley, he probably had to take a break after it was over. I think he walked a mile around the big banquet center because you walk in one side of it, you get your award, and then you go back to your table, but you exit out the other side. Well, he would have to come all the way back around
yeah.
because he'd go boys indoor track, yep. girls indoor track. And I think, Pat, I was watching the board on him. I got to talk to him for a little bit, but I watched the board. Every time he would go up at 74 state championships, the next time up 75 state championships, 70. I don't know how many he's got. It's mid-70s.
Yeah, it is.
And,
yeah.
You know, what a great thing. There was two or three. And Joe Swaggart at Bayside, he collected four state championships last night.
So that's track and field, right?
Yeah, like
yeah, because they have cross country and track.
They go cross country, yeah. indoor, yeah. outdoor, boys and girls.
Yep. Yep.
And so they can get a lot of trophies, state championships through that. Like let's just for example, Joe did boys and girls cross country, boys and girls indoor, boys and girls outdoor, and he won four state championships, and then indoor it was two runner ups.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good.
You have
year.
A chance to win six every year.
Yes, sure did.
You know, where every other sport, you get
good
one
ball. One shot. Yep.
So,
one shot.
But that's right. But you, listen, they've already started practicing. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they're working. They're on the track. Galley's there every day. He doesn't miss a day. He'll slip off to a hunting camp way back on the Tensaw somewhere, wherever his hunting camp is, and he hibernates for about 2 days back to work.
Right.
And that's – you know, the only thing that bothers me about the whole thing on Friday night celebrating state champions is those coaches who choose not to come.
Coach, it was more last night than I've seen. I was really disappointed.
That's a disappointment. Man,
we all know everybody's got things going on in
sure,
their lives.
Sure.
We do. And you can't, for some reason, you can't be there. But I just think it's a significant thing. And if they're going to go through that and make the presentation, we need to try to be there,
man,
if at all possible. But
yes.
I do know that some things do come up and you can't make it. I get it. You know, maybe you're on vacation. Maybe you've gone out of town or whatever. But there was a lot of people not there last
night. Let me tell you something. You know how many coaches coached for 40 years and never win a blue map.
Oh, yeah.
Never win a blue map, but make a difference in kids' lives. I'm going to talk about that today.
Now, that was another part. That's another part of the awards last night was the coaches.
Making a difference.
There's yeah. one for per class.
Right.
1 through 7, and they had them on the screen, and you got to listen to them.
You've got talk. That, don't you, in your program there. You don't have
I don't know if I have the list of who's won.
We need to recognize those people because those are the people that are handpicked by a committee that have made a significant difference. And all coaches make a difference. And it may not be but 5 to 10 in a year, but they're making a difference. And these people that they recognize and this Making a Difference Award is a great thing. And I'm not sure, but we're going to have Dan Washburn on, who was a executive director for 17 years. He started a lot of new programs. I'm not so sure he wasn't the
he
one that started
have.
That.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that bothers me a little bit that coaches don't. And they know ahead of time. Once you win a state championship,
then they're going to be awarded.
There's
going
to be an award. So, yeah.
You'd kind of schedule your stuff around it.
Absolutely. Well,
I would think you would
right.
do that.
Absolutely.
But let me go ahead and set the table for you real quick on the Pops Midtown Communication Line. You mentioned Coach Dan Washburn. He's going to be on at 9 o'clock. And former executive director of the AHSAA Hall of Fame and the NFHS, the Alabama High School Hall of Fame. Great guy. Going to enjoy talking yep. with him at the top of the next hour. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Brant Berry. He's the president and founder of PrepsNet Digital Media. He's going to be on to talk some preps with us. Coach?
That rascal. I had called him a couple of weeks ago, and he's building an addition to his house. Now, we know what happened to our buddy Mitch McConnell. We know what happened to him. Now, listen to this. Brant is putting a porch on his back porch.
Right.
He's making an addition. He walked off of the back porch
oh,
one
no.
night at
oh,
night
no.
without any – there's no –
oh, no.
Bless his heart.
Oh, no.
I said, I have to tell you, you're not the first one we've heard that's done that.
And,
so,
and we need to keep our thoughts and prayers with
no
Mitch.
Doubt.
I mean,
no doubt.
And obviously with Brant as well.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. So it'll be fun talking with him. But and, of course, at 9:45, Coach, you're going to be doing the Grace segment.
Yeah. We had an occasion this week to go to Dothan. And, you know, Scripture tells you to go to Dothan. There's a Scripture. And I used to have it written down, but we traveled to Dothan this week on Thursday, and we attended a funeral of a dear friend of ours, and had some strong impressions that were made during that funeral. We're going to share some of that.
We got a big lineup for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning on the Prep Sports Report. We'll take a quick timeout. More PSR right after this.
To the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Sing it, Coach. Your name and lights, well, above, lights it. Above it. All right, welcome back to Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Right here on the PSR Radio Network, Randy Bergen, Coach Mark Glassner, and the man, Coach Rick Cleveland. Hey, before we, as we're going into that break, we were talking about your trip to Montgomery, Coach, and the guys that made a difference.
Right. There's an award that they give out every year. It's called the Making a Difference Award, where it's a Making a Difference in the Lives of Kids and Children, and it's a very prestigious award, in my opinion, because it's the most important thing we do.
Absolutely.
You know, as coaches, that is the, you know, it's not about wins and losses are great, but it's about whether you win the hearts of kids is the primary goal. And so they recognized some of these folks from last night, and I'm going to just give you some names of the people that were in it. Pat Thompson, the football coach at Sweetwater High School. You know what's really funny? You know who attends the same church he does every Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Stacy Luker and Nolan Atkins. Yep. They're all both and legendary coaches.
A lot of people don't know this, but Stacy Luker is married to Nolan Atkins' daughter.
That's correct. I saw Stacy last night, got to talk to him for a minute.
Well, I bet he had a smile on his
face.
Oh,
he's always got a smile on his face. John Hatter, I think he's a track coach at Vinemont High School up in North Alabama. I mean, I'm sorry, Vincent High School.
That's in Shelby County.
Right. Come right through there, coming out of Birmingham, going to Childersburg and Sylacauga. Everybody's right there on the side off of 280.
All right. Now, that's Harpersville. You got to go through Harpersville to get to Vincent.
Yeah, that's correct. Right. Is that old golf course, the Meadows, still there?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I had one time I drove the green. On a hole at the
on a par three?
No, Smarty. Okay, I'm done. I'm going back to home. Michelle's got breakfast cooked.
That's great. You've already had breakfast. You drove.
I expect that from him.
You're making a difference. So
yeah, I made a difference. God, that's just low.
Oh, my goodness.
Steve Reeves from Winfield High School. Jasmine Mitchell from Sumter Central.
Yep.
High school, tremendous. Yeah. Listening to him talk, yeah. I wanted to play for him last night. And I was listening to him talk.
He's special.
Van Phillips from Center Point High School. I remember Van when he was a wrestling official.
And you know what Center Point used to be?
Irwin
High School. Yeah, that's right. That was a heck of a wrestling school. So
yeah,
that was.
Where
Van was. Yeah, Van was a wrestling coach there.
Boy, been in that gym a time or two. Linda Moore from Athens High School. Mm-hmm. Very, very good coach and teacher. And Deborah Broom from Vestavia. I knew Deborah from girls golf at Vestavia Hills. But these folks were the ones who were nominated by their schools or their district.
Right.
And the committee got all these different things together. They get letters from people from all around. And they were the ones who awarded Making a Difference in awards for the lives of kids.
That's awesome.
Well, and you know what I love about that is – for so many years, there was a kind of a folklore, I guess, that there was a good boys network in high school coaching and the awards.
Sure.
This ain't got nothing to do with none of that. Mm-hmm. I can promise you. These people are people that are coaching, and I'm talking about they're in the dirt with their hands and their feet every single day. In places that if you don't do what we do, you don't know where those places are.
That's correct.
You just don't. And so that's that is recognition well-deserved. And it's, that's something that – and we want to talk to Coach Washburn about that because I'm sure he had some – had something to do with that because it was during – and I know Steve – it may have been during Steve's.
It may have been. I don't know when it originated, but
– but if he did, I can just about tell you that Steve talked to Coach Washburn about it because that was his – that was his he ran everything through Coach Washburn for the first couple of years. I know that.
Yes. You know, and Steve's very smart about how to what he does, and I think that he didn't do anything off the cuff. He never did.
Nope.
And you always do a little research, and you always go to that valuable source of information, which was the guy who used to did such a fantastic
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely.
And Dan Washburn did the same thing with Bubba Scott.
Yep.
And so I just think that that was a great order, and I think Alvin's relying on Steve for a lot of things. So, yeah, it was. But I tell you what, it was a good week in Montgomery. I went to watch an All-Star soccer game. Some boys were playing in that. We got to go see that, and that was the only event I got to see. But it was a lot of good stuff.
Mark, talk about some of the guys that that really stood out to you.
Well, I want to first of all say that you hear a lot of talk about Auburn's head football coach Brian Harsin. Brian came in and talked to us first thing. He was the kickoff speaker on Wednesday morning, and it was a pretty good crowd in there. I was really pleased to see that. And he talked about plays and things. But you know what I liked his said, and I wrote it down. One of the things that I liked that he said was, make a difference in the lives of kids through football. He was talking to football coaches, and he said, that's my job. Make a difference in the lives of kids through football, through coaching football. And he goes, and that doesn't just mean, run your hardest on this play, on this route. And not about that. It's about how you learn from the game of football and what it'll teach you in the game of life. And those are so – because, see, football's a little different in most sports in that there are guys on that field who never touch the ball.
Right.
Their entire career. Everybody else in every other sport is going to touch that ball probably sometime or something, somehow. Some of us touch it better than others when they hit it onto the green from 300 yards out. Some of us don't. But
you knew at some point he was going to circle back to that.
That's not. We're not done with that.
Okay.
I was so proud of myself that, of course, I four-putted. But the
don't know that I would have said that.
Oh, I don't care. Y'all know how bad my gap. That's why everybody's laughing. These guys, I wish y'all could have seen the face when I said I drove a green. I went, yeah, right. But Coach Harsin just did a really good job on, relaying his message to the coach because he is an all business type guy. He's not a warm and fuzzy kind of coach.
He looks like whenever you see him on TV, it's all business.
It is, and Everybody just let him coach. He's going to be fine.
The thing about Brian Harsin, and we did two of his games, he opened his office up to us for over an hour just talking about life. He went through four different offensive coordinators when he was in college. He knows what that does. And just to sit and look him in the eye, I mean, he's straightforward. He gives it to you exactly the way it is, and that's why some people just didn't like him because he wouldn't do what the good old boy network wanted him to do.
That's correct. And I think I think they're going to win 8 or 9 ball games at least this year.
I hope they do. I'm telling you, I'm a huge Brian Harsin fan.
A couple other guys that were speakers that I enjoyed. Listen, Bam Hardman from Troy State University, defensive line coach. Been there for quite a while. He was there with Blakeney. There with Neil Brown, he's there with Chip Lindsey. He's there with John Summerall, and man, he is. You talk about you sit there and listen to him talk, and he was doing drills. He got fired up during the drills. His microphone came off twice. I mean, he was getting excited. He said, "I'm sorry, that's the way I do. It's the way I coach." And that was fun to listen to. Then there was I heard Zach Alley, the Jacksonville State defensive coordinator,
right?
And he went over some things they do with their coverages and. I needed to – I felt like I was in a Evelyn Woods speed reading class, and I couldn't read because he was just going through it. But he's very intelligent, very smart, and he breaks all that stuff down for the kids really good. Tavares Robinson there was from Alabama secondary. I think he's one of their leading recruiters right there. Rich Rodriguez spoke.
How was he?
I did not listen. I went and listened to Tavares Robinson.
Now, there's a reason he didn't listen to Rich Rodriguez, I can tell you.
Well, he was on the same time as a defensive back coach talking, and I'd rather hear about defensive backfield techniques than Jacksonville State football. I'm sorry, when those guys speak, it's a philosophy thing.
Yeah,
and I don't really.
You're right. You're right. I would have done the same thing.
But
exactly,
Rich. But I really am truly grateful to Coach Rodriguez,
his wife, especially
his wife when she decided not to come to Alabama.
And we're all about building players, coaches.
I'm sorry, coach.
We are.
My fault. My heart runs really crimson.
But I have to make one omission or fix one. As a proud alumnus, graduate degree of Troy University, we no longer call it Troy State University.
Did I say Troy State?
Yeah, that's okay.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. Troy State University.
Attorneys. Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report as we're broadcasting live today from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. This is our man cave away from home, I guess, Mark, is the way we will term that.
Yes, that's true. It is.
And we do have the big TV going right
here. Big screen TV, four other TVs. I'm looking forward to game day in a few weeks.
I'm telling you, though, today the TVs are just going crazy. I'm just telling you, we got sci-fi on. We got it all going.
We do for sure. Hey, time to go to our Pops Communication phone lines and welcome in Brant Berry. He is the president and founder of PrepsNet.com. Brant, how you doing, brother?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing extremely well. I wonder, and I know Coach has got some questions for you, but you know, I'm going through your website here, and really, really a nice job on this website. Tell us about how long you've been doing this.
This will be our fifth year in total, our fourth football season credential with the AHSAA. So we've been at it a little while, but we're not definitely not as seasoned as you guys are there on Prep Sports Report.
You know, Brant, one of the things in chatting with you, and stay off that back porch now. I'm just telling you, stay off the back porch. I don't want you walking off that. Bless his heart, they're adding on to their porch there. And at dark one night, he walked off of it. And he's kind of like our buddy Mitch McConnell that we've been praying for 2 weeks now.
Oh, my goodness.
Walked in that ditch at night playing night golf. But Brant, you know, one of the things that really impresses us here at PSR is the way that you go about setting up your website, and we're going to partner with you. We want to do everything we can to get the word out about PrepsNet. We're starting a daily show inside high school or high school sports today, and because especially your connections there in the Birmingham area, and we're just excited to be a part of it. But we want to do everything we can to assist you any way that we can. One of the things that I wanted to ask you about this morning was Wade Waldrop has now taken a job that I think is an almost impossible job. He's going to follow two guys that have won. I think when you look at the job that Rush Probst did, he had 171 victories there. He won 6 blue maps. Then Josh Niblett comes in for 14 years, also has 170-plus wins. You know, this is just a job right there in your backyard that has got to be full of nothing but just tradition and pressure now for Wade Waldrop. What's kind of your impression of that situation?
Yeah, I feel the same way. That's exactly what you said. Not only is it tough to follow Rush and Josh Niblett, but you've got Thompson right down the street, 4 straight yeah. state championships, and they just keep rolling. And that region is, we call it the SEC West of the AHSAA, but there's been a lot of coaching turnover with Spain Park, Hoover, Vestavia brought back a former assistant coach, so I think there's going to be a lot of shifting going on, but it's going to be really tough for Hoover, just really competing at the top of that region with Thompson.
Yeah. Well, and with Mark Freeman, you know, he's always going to be on the cutting edge of doing, I mean, just being huge, huge in RPRs or RPOs, as they call it. But that's just a tough struggle in that region. And, you know, one, the other thing, I'm glad you mentioned Vestavia. When Buddy Anderson stepped away, we knew here at PSR that that was going to be a job that, boy, it was going to be a mountain to climb for somebody. And, of course, we love Buddy Anderson. He's one of the winningest. He was, he is, Mark, the winningest coach in the state of Alabama currently. And they bring in a young guy from South Georgia. He only stays a year. And now they've gone over to Mountain Brook and hired an assistant coach who was a defensive coordinator to come in and be the head coach there at Vestavia, who, if I'm not mistaken, played at Vestavia. Now, he's somebody's son.
Bruce Evans'
He's Bruce Evans' son. Bruce Evans, who was formerly the head coach at Sylacauga. And, of course, Bruce was on Buddy's staff for many, many years. What do you? What's the temperature of that situation, Brant?
I think there's going to be some familiarity coming back. There was a lot of changes when Calhoun came and took over the Vestavia program. But now with Robert Evans coming in, a former player, if I'm not mistaken, he was there when they won their last state championship at Vestavia. I think he was a defensive back, linebacker. And now he brought in Sean Rainey, who was the former head coach at Spain Park. So I think there's a lot of it'll be Coach Evans' first head coaching position, but there's a lot of experience on that staff. So I think the offense is probably going to be a little bit different, but the familiarity that Coach Evans brings back, I think, is going to be really big for them. And with the other coaching turnover that's happened there in Region 3, they're definitely not going to be alone with some new schemes. So I think that plays very well for them. So I think it looks up at Vestavia. Now, there's definitely a lot of excitement with the new coaching staff coming in.
We're visiting with Brant Berry, PrepsNet.com. Check out that website. It really is a good website. Mark, I know you had a question.
You know, Brant, tell us a little bit about what all y'all do there, about how y'all work your – what how people – I mean, I know people can go on, but what are some things that y'all really find as your focal point of sports that you're covering and what you're trying to do with your website? I was looking at your About Us program. It's like – at your core, you're a media company steeped in journalism, but embrace the excitement of bringing old-fashioned reporting to our fans. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, one thing that we saw happening a few years ago, there's a lot of the traditional media coverage that the high schools were getting was really paring down and going away with print journalism going through the transition that they're in. And we felt like if we could build something with the technology that was becoming available to bring traditional media to fans where they were at. So you don't have to wait around on the newspaper coming out on Saturday morning to get your news, but if we can bring that to you as quickly as possible. But one thing that when we first started, we said, this has got to be legit. We've got to be credentialed. It's got to be hard news. We don't do a whole lot of opinion or editorialize and no political type content, just news about high school sports. And we felt like there was a big appetite for that. So we thought, well, let's give it a shot. Let's see if we didn't even know if it would be possible to get credentialed. Some of the regulations at the time were not, wouldn't allow a digital only platform to be credentialed. We were able to get that done. And, we basically cover games just like what, say, a local newspaper would do, but just on a little bit bigger scale, and the technology's allowed us to do that. And we have a lot more capability now than we had even 5 years ago, and we're working on some really exciting things now that's going to allow us to cover probably triple the games that we were able to do 2 years ago. Anyone that wants to, if you'd love to partner with us, fans, coaches, athletic directors, reach out to us, and we'll get back with you on how you can partner with us to get your to really ramp up your sports coverage.
Brent, let me ask you this real quick. As I look at your website here, prepsnet.com, live scoring. Now, do you do live scoring throughout the state, or is it just a certain area?
We do. Actually, we started with live scoring when we first started, and the technology wasn't there. It was a little bit spotty, so we had to kind of pare it back a little bit. It was the first year we were actually able to go with full live scoring throughout the state. So on Friday night, we're within a few minutes of each score. If you're out and about, you can click on the site, go over to live scores, and check out, scroll through pretty much every score on a Friday night throughout the state. After everything goes final, we have our official scores that come out usually around 11:30. And those scores we know are 100% accurate, but we're able to get within a few minutes of those games that are going on live throughout on Friday night throughout the state.
We're talking to Brant Berry, who is the founder of PrepsNet.com, and if you're a high school sports fan, you want to be involved with this. This is a great website. How much do you try to cover, Brant? Do you get into basketball and baseball, any of the spring sports? I see a lot of lacrosse on here too, which is the next up and coming sport. That and wrestling, I think, are the next two, Mark. But how much do you try to cover of the other sports?
Well, we started out with football, and then our next was basketball. So we're not able to cover as many basketball games as we would like. We did a lot more with the state finals this year and the state baseball championships. Lacrosse is something that's it's boomed really here in the Birmingham area over the last two or three years. And we found that there's really no one covering it because they're not sanctioned by the AHSAA yet. But really just a ton of excitement surrounding lacrosse. And so we got pretty deep into that. And this year we're hoping to duplicate our coverage in football and the baseball and basketball and girls softball. So the coverage is not where we want it to be yet on those other sports, but we feel like over the next 2 to 3 years, we should be able to cover at least half the state in those other non-football sports.
Well, Brant, we are excited to partner up with you and do everything we can to promote your website, both on PSR and High School Sports Today. And we look forward to talking to you, chatting with you, and keeping up. Hey, you take care of yourself, pal. I mean that.
Absolutely, man. I'm going to stay off the stairs as much as possible.
I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Take care. God bless, pal.
Thanks, Brant.
Take care, man.
Guys, it's a blessing to be on with you guys today.
We appreciate you. All right, Brant Berry right there with PrepsNet.com. Check out his website, PrepsNet.com.
I tell you what he said to me that was huge was the live scoring.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when I did My School Sports 247?
Yeah.
We had that live scoring, hard it was, and everybody wanted it.
Yeah.
And the guys in the press box at UMS had it right there with them so they could tell everybody's score over the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
It's a great advertisement for his network.
That's big. That's a full job on Friday night.
It is.
Hey, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we got some more to get into. All right? You got to tune in to the Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network.
With PSR every day. Follow Prep Sports Report online at facebook.com/PrepSportsReport1065. Follow on Twitter at twitter.com/PSR_1065. The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Press Sports Report, and we are presented by our good friends at Alpha, and we're coming to you live. I guess we want to call it the but I got to let this go.
Let that soak in.
Yeah, I mean.
He wouldn't mean to, but you know he likes his phone.
Did he sound that good?
God, he was awesome. And listen, I know Clay's listening in Atlanta this morning, and I promise you he's going to get on me about, Daddy, you need to get more up to date with some real modern music or something. So, but he's fabulous. Can't wait to see Michael McDonald tonight, though. I just can't wait to see the Doobie Brothers.
25 years since they've toured, right?
Yeah. No, well, this is their
50th anniversary.
Yes,
or something.
50th anniversary tour is what it is. And we saw them in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And boy, that were a slam dunk. But I'm just telling you, I'm excited. I wish I could put Mark on my back and tote him in with me tonight. I do. I wish I could. See, I'm already getting something from Clay, the music. All right, I tell you what, Clay, you just send me what you think would be better, okay, buddy?
How about some Modest Mouse?
Yeah, Modest Mouse or something.
You heard of that one?
Never.
I don't even know what kind of music Clay listens to anymore. I mean, you know, your kids grow up and become adults, and I don't know what he listens to. So, but I tell you what, Clay, you send me some music, son. We'll put it on for you. You know, local attorney Braxton counts as a lobbyist in both Montgomery, Alabama, and Washington, D.C. Braxton has joined forces with former Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan to assist you with governmental affair problems. And everybody's going to have a problem at one time in their life with running a business and having to deal with the federal government. Now, both of these gentlemen have great influence in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C., and many of you do rely on either the state or the federal government for your businesses. You run into a problem, give Braxton a call, and he and Jimmy can figure out what you need to do and give you the right course of actions. Absolutely, it's all about relationships, as Mark and I have heard 10,000 times sitting in meetings. And both Braxton and Jimmy have these connections to assist you. Give Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. Mark, I don't know if you saw this, and I don't know if it broke in Montgomery while you were there this week. Chris Heap has won multiple state championships in baseball at Russellville High School. And I'm talking about, this is a guy that gets it. I mean, he's on the cutting edge of everything that's going on in high school baseball. And he recently, he just won the 2022 state championship, but he won state championships in 15, 16, 17, 21, and 22. He retired from Russellville High School, and he's going to join Steve Renfro's staff
at Briarwood. Yeah.
And really, that's going to be that's two guys that really get it in baseball. I don't know if y'all know Steve Renfro, but had a chance on more than one occasion to umpire games there. And I'm going to tell you right now, Steve Renfro was a heck of a baseball coach. He was a great recruiter when he was an assistant coach there. And can remember him meeting him at Northview High School in Dothan, and he came in and was looking at a pitcher named Barry Hightower, who was a dadgum pretty good pitcher, ended up getting drafted by the Mets, ended up going to South Alabama, or ended up signing with the Mets after he had verbaled and committed to Steve Kittrell at South Alabama. And now he's a wonderful high school baseball coach here in the state of Alabama. But Steve Renfro is one of the top high school coaches in the Southeast. And now with Chris Heap on his staff, that's going to be something special. I talked to Jay Matthews last night, who's the athletic director at Briarwood, and I said, kind of help me with this title. He's been given the title of Director of Athletic Operation and Development. So what he's going to do is he's going to kind of be in charge of all the inventory for all the sports. Now, that's kind of like, Mark, what we had at UMS when you were there. And the job that those guys do is just unbelievable. Can you imagine keeping up with all the inventory for every sport in your school?
No.
Well, and that's what Chris is going to be responsible for. Budgets, managing all the equipment and the facilities. You know why he did it? Simple reason. His daughter just had a son, and so he can retire, and they're moving to Birmingham to be with that grandchild, their first grandchild. And so I'm going to tell you right now, Chris Heaps gets it. He really gets it. His foundation is based spiritually, And he and Steve Renfro will just continue to do a great job there.
He won five state titles in 10
yeah,
years.
In 10 years.
Okay, so that is not too bad. That is not too bad. That's really going to, you know, if you're a baseball player for Briarwood, you've got to be excited.
Gosh.
And I mean, with kids like that, they're coming out to practice, you got these kind of coaches.
Yeah.
What kind of mentality does that do for the kids?
Boy, it's just what it does. It gives them a lot of confidence.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, they know that they're being. I mean, everything that they do, they're doing to get better every day. It's like I watch Kevin Raley all the time, and you watch Kevin. I'll go out before tennis practice and just watch 15 minutes of his drills, and every day it's just a step up. You're getting better, a little bit better every day.
Who said that all the time? Coach Bryant.
Coach Bryant said it.
If we go to practice and get just a little bit better every day, we'll play for state or for national championship.
There's old number 89.
He just came through me right there. Hey, let me mention this real quick. Let me mention. I know you're a big Auburn fan, Coach, and one of the probably the best athlete that has ever come out of Auburn. Did something pretty neat for that town of Uvalde, Texas. You know, of course, that the shooting killed 19 children, two adults.
Yeah.
But he has stepped in and basically donated money to cover the funerals. And I think it was to the tune of about $170,000.
Boy, isn't that something?
Wow.
I mean, that's
– Doesn't really have a tie to the town.
No.
They said he passed through there going hunting.
Yep.
And that was about it. But stepped up Bo Jackson.
Boy, what more can you say about somebody that has been blessed financially because of the skills that he's got? And every time people – you know – we talk about Bo over the top.
Which 89 will let you know he didn't score.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but what I remember about Bo Jackson, of course, he played at McAdorie High School.
Mm-hmm.
But as umpires, we would get asked to do some games gratis, you know. And on one occasion, we were doing the East-West game and at the old Rickwood Field in Birmingham. And this guy, Vincent Jackson, comes up to the plate. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Rickwood.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
But there's a yard. I mean, that's a yard to hit out of.
Yeah, it is.
And he hit one over the left field fence. It didn't go over the fence. It went over the lights. And I saw that. I'm sitting there watching that. And he didn't walk the bases. He sprinted the bases.
He had to be fun to watch.
He was fun to watch.
Wow.
Man,
hey, man, our first hour has come and gone. Second hour coming up. Got a big second hour for you. Coming up in our Legend Series, top of the hour, Coach Dan Washburn right here on PSR. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Charleston Guest Liners Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lessiter.
And we welcome you into the second hour of the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Coach Mark Lassiter and Coach Rick Cleveland. Coach, we have got a very special guest on the line with us right now.
Yeah, we sure do, Randy. And the guy that I know Mark and I both have the utmost respect for, Coach Dan Washburn, grew up in Chambers County, Alabama. Played his high school football at Lafayette High School and then went on and played at Chattanooga. And I think Scrappy Moore was the head football coach there. We'll get that with Coach in just a minute. But he started off in 1962 as an assistant at Valley High School. 1967, he became the head coach at Lynette High School. Stayed there for 5 years and then went to Prattville. 1973, stayed there a year. He went back home, kind of, sort of, and returned to Lynette for 9 years as assistant principal and the athletic director and the head coach until 1983. Didn't win but 120 games, 120 and 54 in 17 years as head coach and AD. And then in 1983, he jumped on that big horse. He became the superintendent of education in Lynette City Schools and stayed there for 7 years, did a great job there. Poor people sing his praises down in the valley. 1990, he became the executive director, the third full-time director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. And under his leadership, I was trying to put together the things that he initiated, his genesis during his tenure, state basketball finals in Birmingham, Super Six in Birmingham, had a summer all-star week in Montgomery, established the Alabama High School Sports Hall of Fame, of which he was elected in 2000. He's elected the president of the National Federation of the State High School Association. He was inducted into that Hall of Fame in 2011. The high school stadium is named after him at Lynette High School. He retired in July of 2007. And let me tell you this, I guarantee you every executive director for as long as Coach Washburn is blessed to live in our midst will be in touch with him, because he started a whole lot of things that are going on now in the state. And Coach Washburn, for myself, Randy Bergen, and Mark Lassiter, it is an extreme privilege to have you on Prep Sports Report.
Hey, I tell you what, it's my privilege, Rick, for you and to talk to you and Mark and Randy. It's been a long time. Us old guys, hey, it's just great to get back in the loop a little bit and talk sports or whatever's going on with the association. And thank you for that introduction. I'm telling you, I have gotten most of that, but it's good to hear every now and then. But hey, how you and Rick, how you and Mark doing?
Well, Coach, we're blessed. I'll tell you that, and a lot of the reason we're blessed is because of the leadership that you put forward for us as coaches to be able to do what we do and love what we do, and we're grateful for your leadership and putting us in a position where we could do what we enjoy doing, and that's making a difference in young people's lives every day of our life.
Hey, Rick. Thank you for saying that, but you guys are the ones that made me. I think you got that backwards. You and Mark, what you did. I know you ran our tennis program for the state and that in Mobile for many years. And I was talking to Steve Savarese the other day and asking something about tennis or something. I said, hey, you can ask Rick Cleveland. He'll know. He knows all about that. Don't ask me ask Rick. I appreciate those things. We had a good thing going. We had a lot of people in the state that really jumped on board with what the association was doing. What had been passed on me by the great Bubba Scott and what he established in that central board, and folks like Lefty Anderson down there and Ed Latham had served on the central board, and now you got Terry Curtis on the central board of control. I tell you, it's been a great run. It's continuing on. I'm just glad that the association is doing well now.
You know, Coach, I'll tell you a little story that Coach Washburn said to me that I don't ever forget. We were playing in a state championship game when we were at Ben Russell, and we had gotten, this was in 97, and we went and played I think we were at Legion Field playing the game. And
yep.
We played Tuscaloosa County, and we got beat after the game. And, man, I was just devastated we'd gotten beat. You know, we were playing. That team was really good. But I was sitting over there on a bench in the locker room after the game. I was just sitting there with my head down. And Coach Washburn came into our locker room. And he walked over and he kind of sits down beside me. And at the time, he really didn't know me very well, you know, because I'd never been a head coach at that time. Or I had been for a couple of years at Childersburg. But anyway, Coach didn't really know me that well. But he took the time out of his day that day to come over and sit down with a relatively young assistant coach, put his arm around me, and he says, "In a couple of days, you're going to look back and realize what y'all did to get to this point right here, and it's going to make you really proud." And, Coach, I've never told you how much I appreciated that 1 minute of your life and time you gave to me made a huge difference in my life. I'm just telling you, I appreciate that. And that's the kind of coach you were and the kind of administrator you were.
Thank you for saying that. That's, you know, a lot of those guys, the world had come to an end on that particular moment, but there were a lot of those teams across the state would have been right where you were. The two best teams in the state, and that's what you can say, the two best teams in that classification in the state of Alabama, that's saying a lot.
It is, Coach. And I wanted to ask you a little bit of, you know, we talk a lot about Coach Washburn, and I got to know Coach when I was fortunate enough to be with the Athletic Directors and Coaches Association group there for a few years, close to when Coach is getting ready to retire. But, Coach, I wanted to ask you a question about when you were coaching ball, coaching at Lynette. And I know a good bit about Lynette and that town there. What were? Can you tell us just something that was one of your favorite memories of coaching ball there at Lynette during your time there?
Yeah, it was like a lot of communities in the small towns in the state of Alabama. It was just they loved their football. They loved they expected you to do. Expect you to win every game, but they expected you to play as well as you could and play your best and to treat their kids like they were. They turned their kids over to you. That's what I remember about Lynette. I had though, and especially I went through integration at Lynette, and those were the trying times with those kids on both sides of the aisle. The white kids and the black kids became as one, and that became a very successful transition at that time because of athletics, because of that football team. Coach Hardy, one thing I remember, look, story I'll tell you, we have a strict rule, and we run a textile town, and millions of kids wanted to work in the summer and buy cars and all of that, and August the 1st, we stopped. I didn't allow them to work. We started working out, and just a set rule. Well, the black kids came over with Coach Hardy, just a principal guy who was the head coach at Lanier High School there in Lynette, and he came over and he said, make a long story short, after a week of practice, he came to him and said, Coach said, I got a kid coming from Detroit. It's been in Detroit all summer. I said, Coach, you put me between a rock and a hard place. Now I got a rule on this. We got a set rule. We don't deviate from that. But the next day he said it again. He said, the kid is here. Said, just let him come out. We were in pads at that time. And I was playing the scrimmage that day. And long story short, he came out there. I said, I'll break his play to start with. I put him in tailback against the first defense. The first play he ran, he went 75. The second play, he went 60. He ran about a 4.3 40. And I said, Coach, is there any more in Detroit?
Coach, that's really neat.
His name was Vincent Boyd.
Boyd.
He and yeah. Terry Griggs went on to Troy University at Troy State and played. Terry was an All-American there, and Vincent was a great athlete there. But I remember that. But those times that we became a family, and it's still – Bill, today, y'all going to break or something?
Yes, yeah, sir. Coach, yeah. Let's take a quick time out. Can you hang over for just a minute? All right, great, great, great. We are visiting in our Legend Series with Coach Dan Washburn. We've got more to come. Don't go anywhere. This is a Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Guest Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market Communication Lines. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen, along with Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, as our Legend Series continues. And we have one of the very best. Coach Dan Washburn is on the line with us. Coach, thanks for hanging over. And Rick, I know this segment right here is going to be pretty special.
Yeah, it is. And Coach, you know, it's really this goes to show you how much we go back and love our old high school days. You know, I wrote down last night when we were talking after I got with you, I wrote down two names out on your sheet of paper here. I wrote Vincent Boyd and Perry Griggs, and you to tell that story. Then I'm going to mention the third one because this was a big old offensive lineman, and his name was Marcellus Potts.
He came over. We couldn't weigh him. We didn't have any cotton scales, and we didn't have nothing to weigh him on. He was about 5'10", and weighed somewhere over 300 pounds, but he could move, and he had long arms. He was a good defensive tackle, I'll tell you that. He was something.
Coach, we had an offensive lineman named Wade Bain. And Wade Bain came back to the huddle one time, and he smelled awful. Marcellus had an upset stomach and threw up all over Wade. And Coach Calvin told him, Wade ran off the field.
Tom told me that story. Tom Calvin and I used to talk about that. Tom told me that story, and I thought I was going to die. Well, Marcellus had thrown up on him. He hit him in that big belly of his, and he threw up on him.
and Coach Wade goes to the sideline. Coach Calvin walks away from him and just points back to the field. That's funny. That's funny.
Tom used to laugh about that. Tom Calvin was one of the great ones. I'll tell you, you know that, Rick. You played for him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Coach, tell you know, this is something that I don't know about you, and having spent some quality time with you, good and bad. Sometimes, Coach, you have to get on me a little bit.
Yeah.
But talk a little bit about being a superintendent of education and how that applied to you in your coaching mind. And that kind of how was that for you?
You know, Rick, first off, I've been given – you talked about opportunities you'd been given. I've been given so many opportunities, and I'm so thankful. I had those opportunities, and a lot of people put me in those places, and I've never forgotten those folks. I won't mention all of them. I don't have the time to, but certainly Bubba Scott was one of them. And you go back to my old career, you mentioned Valley High School. I'd have to say Doug Lockridge was a great mentor of mine. He was a great coach at Valley High School, and I went from there to head coach and athletic director, and had an opportunity in 1983, latter part of 82. I applied. Superintendent of Education was an appointed position. I was named Superintendent of Education. And the coaching, your coaching mind, you'd made those decisions, but you'd not made decisions like I had to learn on the job quickly. I'd been an assistant principal, not a principal, so that was kind of a disadvantage. But being a Superintendent of Education was great. It was, you know, you didn't get to hire all the people you wanted to, but you had an opportunity to work directly with teachers, which is the lifeblood of our school systems across this state. There's great teachers and great coaches and great administrators, and my hat goes off to all of them. But I had a great tenure, 7 years there, and that parlayed. I was on the central board, on Mr. Scott's central board of control at that time, and had been for 4 years since '86. And Mr. Scott announced his retirement. The board actually, one of the board presidents asked me to apply. I was satisfied as superintendent of Lynette City Schools. But the experience I had in those 7 years making those big decisions as a big administrator in big administrations parlayed into helping me tremendously in making those decisions I had to make as executive director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. And it's all hand in hand. I had great opportunities. I had great people who asked when I was in doubt about any decision, and I prayed over those decisions. And because any time you make decisions that affect people's lives, and whether it's an eligibility ruling or whatever, or having to make putting a team on probation and taking games away from them and taking them out of the state playoffs, those are heavy decisions. They weigh heavy on you. My heart went out to Steve Savarese in his 15 years, and it now goes out to Alvin Briggs and the job he'll do as executive director. And of course, I know I told him, and not but three people that know what you're going through alive now. That's you and Steve Savarese and myself. And anytime you need me, you call me. But he's doing a great job. But you said it right. Those decisions you make as a head coach and those lives you deal with, it's just it parlays into helping you down the road to make those decisions. It's been a great life. I was in education 45 years in some sort of coaching or administration for that length of time, and I was blessed. Rick, Mark, Randy, I appreciate this call, and it's great to talk to you guys about all of this. I thought it brings back a lot of memories. bring back a lot of memories about Mobile. I tell you, Mobile is a special. Bring back, I mentioned Lefty Anderson, Ed Latham, Paul Christopher, all of those guys. Terry Curtis, you know, Rick Cleveland, and all those guys I dealt with while I was there. Those times we spent in Mobile with the Alabama Mississippi All Star Game and with other events we would hold there. Just had tremendous assistance and help out of the people there, the folks in the school business there that made it happen and made it very successful. And I thank you for that.
We're visiting with Coach Dan Washburn and our Legends segment here. Mark, I know you have one question. We've got about 2 minutes.
Got about 2 minutes. Coach, I wanted to ask you just as your time as the athletic director for the state of Alabama in that role as our executive leader, what would you think was one of the things that you cherished the most, one of the things that you did during that time that you look back on as your time there as our executive director that you cherish the most?
Well, I think the relationship that was built there with people across this state, and I still have contact with those individuals, and they contact me, and that's number one. The second thing is those physical events that we have. Hey, and I didn't do anything. I was tagging along. I was just a chunk of coal right there. Trying to lead that thing and lead the central board, but I had so many people helping me out of places like Huntsville and Mobile and Birmingham to start the Super Six in Birmingham and to bring the state basketball tournament to Birmingham, to the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. And the biggest thing, I think, was what we did for the girls' side of the program in bringing the girls' state tournament to Birmingham, along with the boys. We got great criticism for that for about 2 days till they saw those girls from North Alabama hit those threes, and it was all fun. It was a tremendous success after that. But if I had to name one thing across, it was what we did for girls athletics and then bringing all of the sports to a central location, neutral site, and getting those cities to buy into that, and those folks that helped with the corporate sponsors and all of that. And then, of course, Steve Savarese and the Central Board took it to the next level, and it took off, and Alvin's going to take it on. The sky's the limit to keep doing things well. I've enjoyed my career, and I've enjoyed the relationship built with folks just like you people I'm talking to this morning.
Coach, I want to tell you how much Mark and Randy and I appreciate you taking this time out on a Saturday morning to visit with us. And I want you to always know we so much appreciate and cherish our relationship with you. And you are at the top of our list when it comes to respect for those people that have made a difference in our lives. And the only thing I got to ask you to do is please keep D-Mark in line as best you can down there.
I can't do that. That's out of my realm. I'll turn D-Mark over to you, the media.
Coach, you take care. God bless. And we're got an open phone anytime. And we love you and
y'all
respect
you. Y'all come see us. If you have an Opelika, I get lonely up here in Opelika. Come by and see me.
All right, Coach. All right, take care.
Coach, thank you so much. Thank you. All right, one of the very best right there, Coach Dan Washburn. Boy, I'll tell you, former executive director of the HSA, the third one,
yeah.
Absolutely. He did so much. I mean, as he mentioned, that Super Six, that. He was talking about girls, the Elite Eight, high school volleyball. I mean,
This is the way I remember him. I walked in his office, and he said, there was a problem in Huntsville. And I've got to go. Got to go. It's a tennis problem. I walked in his office. He said, don't come in here with any problems. You give me all the solutions. Now go. Be in Huntsville in 2 hours. I win.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Awesome.
Hey, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we've got more to get into right here on PSR.
Welcome back the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, broadcasting live today from our Eastern Shore. Hang on, let's let that run for a moment. That is good stuff right there. That's just good stuff, man. Kicking it back. Yeah, we're broadcasting live today from the Eastern Shore Hyundai Genesis Room. Rick, got some big news coming up in just a moment, but I'm going to turn it over to you right now.
Yeah, Randy, we, you know, we've had some, not car trouble, but some things, some cosmetic things done to our car, to our truck. And I went to see our buddy Chris Garris over at 1177 Sledge Drive. You can reach Chris at 478-4500. And well, I'm going to tell you, I cannot be more impressed with the people at Premier Collision. You go in, they greet you. What can we do to help you? Just like a lot of businesses do, but they let you know. They make you feel like you're part of their family. And I could not be more pleased with the job that Chris
Garris. Your seats look good.
Man, I'm just telling you. They
fixed you
they
up.
They did fix
they,
you
they
up.
They took good care of the Tundra, and I don't know that I've ever been more impressed with anybody doing that kind of work. And so, if you have any automotive needs, if you've had a fender bender, give Chris Garris over at Premier Collision a call at 251-478-4500, and I promise you that you will go back time and time again, because that's just the way they roll. And I wanted to say that about Chris and the guys there, because I certainly appreciate everything that they've done for us here at PSR and what they continue to do for the people in Mobile and Baldwin County.
You know what? Sometimes when you're waiting on your car, wherever you are, or just out in the morning, you want a really good cup of coffee.
I do.
I love a good cup of coffee. And I like to go to a place where you can just sit and relax and enjoy it. Refuge Coffee Roasters in on South Bancroft Street in Fairhope is just one of those places. It's a place where you can find good quality coffee at a place that feels warm and welcoming. Lots of cozy corners to get some studying done or reading done or just visit with a friend. Go to Refuge Coffee Roasters on 4th South Bancroft Street in Fairhope. Phone number there is 251-278-4961. And Nell, we're glad to have you and fix you up a fine cup of coffee.
A fine cup of coffee. There you go. Hey, you know, man, we are just weeks away from high school football. I know y'all are starting on Monday. Friday nights are right around the corner. And then on Saturday mornings, being able to talk about those ball games. Can't wait. Cannot wait. Rick, you have got something coming up in about a week that will be starting that we're all excited for you about.
Yeah, Mike Grace and Clark Stewart. Of course, Mike's out of Atlanta and Clark's down in Foley. And we're going to start a daily high school sports show that covers high school sports from the tip of the state of Huntsville all the way down to Mobile Bay and the Gulf Shores area. And I have to say, from Auburn to Tuscaloosa, that covers that spectrum too. But really excited about that. Mike Grace is one of the really talented producers in the state, and just one of the finest men. And I know, Randy, you and I, you've really helped me a bunch with how we're going to do it, and we're really excited about it. And it'll be on local markets throughout the state. I think we've got 11 affiliates now throughout the state of Alabama.
And that's growing.
It is growing, and we're excited about it. But we're also excited about something that's about to happen here, Randy, and I want you to tell people about that.
Yeah,
as well.
Starting up on August the 6th, Saturday, my show on Sunday, Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, is going to move from Sunday
to follow the Prep Sports Report. So we will be here 3 hours on a Saturday morning. We'll dominate Saturdays and as we get ready for football, and just couldn't be. I want to thank Sean Sullivan for allowing us to do that, and we are excited about it. That's going to start on August the 6th, and that could be more excited. So
that's
be a lot
be
of fun.
Awesome,
be a lot of fun. It will
it
be.
It will be.
It'll be. It certainly will. So good stuff for sure. All right, hey, as we get set for high school football, Mark, let me ask you this. When you look at your schedule, what I know T.R. Miller's that big rival. That big rival. Is there a particular team this year that you've kind of circled on your schedule?
Every one of them. Starting with Alberta.
Yeah.
That's the first I saw Nathan McDaniel this week.
Yeah.
And he's got a really good bunch of kids, and they got a lot out. You know, Nathan does a great job bringing excitement to his program. And he's got a bunch of kids out, and we've been fortunate enough to be relatively, you know, kind of got through a couple of wins with them, tough ball games, and they are really going to be licking their chops to come get us this time. And the next week is Pike Liberal Arts school out of it's up around Brundage, I do
it
believe.
It is in Brundage.
But it's a school that has won the AISA state championship for the last 2 years in a row.
Wow.
And they've got a couple of kids that are being recruited about everywhere. we also then have St. Michael's. And of course, we know what Coach Rivers has done, getting that thing ready to go. And but the team that we keep hearing about that we've not played before is Jackson. We've never played Jackson that I know of at Bayside, and moving up a classification.
Sure.
They're in our region, and I know they've got – there's at least two receivers that are big-time prospects and a defensive back, and Danny Powell's going to be coaching offense, so you know that they're going to have some firepower. And so those are our first four ball games. So we have bit off quite a big chunk of that sausage right off the bat in the morning, and I hope we can get that breakfast down before we get to lunch in the middle of the season, because that's going to be quite a challenge. I mean, schedule runs on out with some other really good teams. You know, we finish out with Alabama Christian.
Yeah.
And they've got a prospect on their SEC prospect on their football team. And so Coach Laz, you know how he likes to play good folks, and he just feels like it gets you ready for the playoffs. So we're playing them.
Speaking of Alabama Christian, of course, that's where I went to college, okay, which is now Faulkner University, and played baseball up there. And that's where I got to meet this guy, because he was behind the plate on one or two of those games. And all I could hear, huh! I got called out quite a few times. I'm like, come on, man, that was a little outside.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How did you get the strike zone?
Oh, here we go now. Be
Come
careful.
Come on, because it would have been the same with me.
Okay.
It would have been the same for me. I'm not picking. See, I'm not like you guys. I don't pick at y'all.
You never lie either.
You know, I don't lie much.
You know what? I'm going to get off of this because Sheila will be, I'm telling you, I've already got one text message from her, two text messages about Randy leaving you alone, so we're gonna.
I'm not gonna pick on you anymore.
No, thank you, Sheila. Somebody's got to get back.
I'm pretty excited for a lot of things that are coming up in football. I'm anxious to go over to Fairhope to W.C. Majors Field and watch his grandson play. Well, no, his great grandson. Right,
Vince
Booth's grandson. Is Teal's son.
Teal's
his daughter's
right.
Teal's son.
That's right.
And I'm anxious to see Caden Creel play quarterback, and boy, Tim Carter just sings his praises and just thinks the world of him, and I'm really excited. Met him for just a quick minute, and right from the jump, I'm excited about watching him play. I'm excited to see what happens at Orange Beach with Jamie Dubose. Mm-hmm. That's going to be something down there with Mark Hudspeth and Jamie Dubose. I'm just telling you, you got to keep an eye on that. That's going to be a hot spot, because there's going to be all kind of rivalry between those two schools and those two mayors, I might mention, because they're both so competitive when you talk about people that run the city. I'm excited. I really am excited about high school football and what's going to happen. We got some new coaches, you know, you look around, and I'm really super excited for a young man, Zach Golson, Prattville native, got that Prattville tradition in him. Was it McGill as an offensive coordinator? Was Kenny King's offensive coordinator over at Daphne High School? And now Zach's got the job at MGM where they have not kept coaches very long.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know, but this guy's going to get them there.
Yeah.
He's going to keep them. One thing he said is we want to keep our kids here. You know what they did? They did something that's really neat, Mark. They started, and Randy, they had a middle school signing day.
Well, that's neat.
And they're all, you know, they all signed with MGM. We want to keep our kids here in Sims, and they're not being shipped out to different places. Take that any way you want to take it,
right.
Good, bad, or indifferent.
Right.
But I'm proud of Zach Golson. I like that's what he's doing there. You just want somebody to stay there in that community. It's a great community. They love their sports. I'm just so excited about that, and that should be something. I'm excited for Ham Barnett to get the job at St. Paul, see mm-hmm. what they can do there. Just a lot of different coaches the one that really I'm really excited about too is over at BC Rain. And the job that you think about the job that Lawrence inherited, it wasn't a bed full of roses. But, boy, every coach I talked to has told me, said, you got to watch out for BC Rain.
You
Coach
do.
Yelding's done a great job. Those are the things I'm really excited about right now. And excited to see what Terry puts on the field at UMS.
I got to see Coach Yelding. And, man, he
–
I talk, you know, first of all, anytime you talk to Coach Yelding, you may as well get ready to smile.
That's right.
Because he's got a smile on his face. And
yep.
He's going to do a great job there at BC Rain. I'm just telling you.
All right, let's take our final time out. When we come back, Coach Rick Cleveland has got our grace segment. You won't want to miss it.
@twitter.com/PSR_1065. This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace. This past week, Tracy and I traveled to Dothan. You know, if you look in the Bible, you read Genesis 37th chapter, the 17th verse, it'll tell you a little bit about traveling to Dothan. Dothan, in biblical days, was another term for the law. And we traveled to Dothan, and it was a very sad occasion, guys. It was, I had a doubles partner in tennis by the name of Mac McKay. Mac grew up originally from Meridian, Mississippi, graduated from Fort Walton Beach High School in Fort Walton Beach, ended up at Huntington College, 1974, graduated from Huntington, went to Candler School of Theology over at Emory in Atlanta, and began his pastoral duties. And Mac was a sweet, sweet spirit, a young man who embodied the life of Christ. He loved our Heavenly Father. And as we sat and listened to his associate pastor give the eulogy and his former boss at First United Methodist Church in Montgomery, Carl Stegall, just did a wonderful job of describing Mac McKay. Of course, as he grew in his ministry, he became known as Hayes McKay, Dr. Hayes McKay, at Covenant United Methodist Church in Dothan, Alabama, where he spent 25 years as a senior pastor there. And I want to talk about influence, Mark, Randy, because I got a little gift as we walked in the church, and this was something that Mac really believed in. A life that touches others goes on forever. You know, we're all going to die. We're all going to pass away. We hope we're going to meet our master. We hope we're going to hear those words, "Well done, my true and faithful servant." And, you know, coaches hold a very important position in life. And I know for those of you who listen to our show and have heard our show for years, we are coaches. And Randy's been involved in athletics all of his life, continues to do so today in every aspect that he possibly can. And I started thinking as we were coming home, I started thinking about those people that had made an influence in my life. And those people were all coaches. Of course, my daddy, Buttercup, good gracious alive, from the time I was able to put a glove on, he had a glove on me throwing baseballs to me and putting a tennis racket in my hand, throwing footballs to me, doing whatever he could do because that was what he loved to do when he was a kid. And so he just passed that on, just like a lot of our fathers out there did. And I thought about those little league coaches, and I thought about where we live today and all of the youth league coaches that make an impact on young people's lives. And even when they pass, those children come back because that youth league coach made a difference in their life. Maybe just one thing they did made an influence. And then you start thinking about your coaches in high school. You think about the Tom Calvins, the Dan Washburns. Your coach at Butler made a huge – John Meadows made a huge difference in your life. And, you know, you never forget those guys and those ladies who made such a difference in your life. You see, coaches can make or break an athlete. They can make or break a team, too. They can be the difference between success and failure. You know, I have a dear friend who played on a little league team that I don't think they ever won a game. Probably had one of the worst teams in the league. But my buddy continually tells the story of how his coach reminded the players that they were getting better each game. What was that? That's encouragement. He was encouraging those kids. And heck, the young man I'm talking about right now became a very successful businessman and is at the top of his life. And he's 67 years old today, and he still uses those principles in his business that he was taught by those coaches. He says it all the time when he has the opportunity to speak. Mark, I don't think there's a day that you or I don't try to inspire young people to be the best they can be. And I hope that people understand that when you read a scripture, I was looking at a scripture and getting prepared for this, and it comes from 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 24th verse. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Now, even the coach is in a race, but it's called the race of life. And that verse inspires us to remind our team to run for the prize and to run so that they may obtain it. Notice it doesn't say that you will obtain it, but that you may obtain it. No promises. Just run so you have a chance to obtain it. That's all a coach can ask. And as I listened to the eulogy of Hayes McKay, Carl Stegall and the associate pastor said, Mac has gone on to the home that he always wanted to go to. But his influence is not over. His influence lives among each of his parishioners. Now, coaches, as you start football practice, each and every one of us, you know, you remember that that child who can't play the three technique as good as another kid, or that kid who can't backpedal as good as another kid, or that kid who doesn't catch a pass as well as another kid, or that kid who throws a pass or who can't block as well as another kid, you're influencing that child. And that influence will live on long after you're gone. So today, as we begin to prepare for that which we all love, we love the game of football. We love it. We love the smell of the dressing room. We love the practice. We love every bit of it, the association that we have with our coaches, but most of all, the relationship that we have with those players. You make a direct effect on that child. Remember that, coaches, because when you're gone, you will live on through those players. Don't ever forget that. Thank you for that, and thank you for giving us this time to share that with you, our listeners. Randy, thank you for being who you are, what you do, but most of all, the man that you are. I love you, Mark Lassiter.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you, pal. Remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you.